A shooting star flies over a pale blue fairy castle. The logo of Walt Disney Pictures. Distributed by Buena Vista Distribution Company, Incorporated. Walt Disney presents Pinocchio. From the story by Collodi. Technicolor.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do.
A red storybook. A spotlight shines on the title, Pinocchio. The spotlight's beam moves to a shelf above, where a tiny creature is singing. He wears a smart red waistcoat and carries a pink umbrella. He lifts his blue top hat.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
Pretty, huh? I'll bet a lot of you folks don't believe that. About a wish coming true, do you? Well, I didn't either. Of course, I'm just a cricket singing away from hearth to hearth, but let me tell you what made me change my mind.
The cricket slides down the book and opens the heavy cover, showing a picture of a village nestling beneath snowy mountains.
One night a long time... Pardon me. Wait till I fix this thing. There.
He holds the page open.
One night a long time ago, my travels took me to a quaint little village. It was a beautiful night. The stars were shining like diamonds high above the roofs of that sleepy old town. Pretty as a picture.
The stars on the page begin to twinkle.
As I wandered along the crooked streets, there wasn't a soul to be seen. The only sign of life was a lighted window in the shop of a woodcarver named Geppetto. So, I hopped over.
He hops towards the lighted window.
And looked in. It was a shame to see a nice, cheerful fire like that going to waste. So what do? I go in.
He crawls under the door, pulling his carpet bag after him.
I looked around. Of course, being in a strange place like that, I didn't know what to expect. A cricket can't be too careful, you know.
Hiding behind a fire shovel, he peeps out.
Soon as I saw there was no one about, I made myself at home.
He drops his bag and dusts himself down. Now he is not so smartly dressed. His clothes are shabby and his top hat patched and broken. Standing on the hearth, he pulls a glowing coal from the fire with his umbrella, turns his back and lifts his coattails.
As I stood there warming myself, I took a look around. Well, sir, you never saw such a place. The most fantastic clocks you ever laid your eyes on, and all carved out of wood. Cute little music boxes, each one a work of art. Shelf after shelf of toys and then something else caught my eye. A puppet. You know, one of those marionette things. All strings and joints.
He hops up onto the shelf.
Cute little fella. Ding, ding. Going up?
He climbs a string and lands on the puppet's nose.
Good piece of wood, too.
Well, now, it won't take much longer. Just a little more paint and it's all finished.
The cricket hides.
I think he'll be all right. Don't you, Figaro?
Figaro, a black and white kitten, watches Geppetto the toy maker paint an eyebrow on the puppet's wooden face. The cricket jumps from the shelf. His tiny umbrella opens like a parachute, and he floats down and hides behind a music box. Geppetto washes his brush and dips it in the red paint. Figaro slaps at the paintbrush with his paw. The cricket is leaning against a smartly dressed ornament.
I beg pardon.
Geppetto paints a smiling mouth on the puppet.
See? That makes a big difference. Very good. Very, very good.
Well, can't please everybody.
A carved pipe scowls at the cricket.
Now I have just a name for you. Pinocchio. Do you like it, Figaro?
The kitten shakes his head.
No, you do, don't you, Cleo?
The goldfish shakes her head.
Well, we'll leave it to little wooden head. Do you like it?
He pulls a string and the puppet nods.
That settles it. Pinocchio it is. Come on now, we'll try you out. Music, Professor.
He presses a button on the music box. As the music begins, the cricket is caught underneath by the moving wheels and springs. He scrambles out.
Hey! Ow! Take it easy there! Oh, break it up, will you? A lot of downbeats in there.
Holding the strings, Geppetto walks and dances the wooden puppet across the floor.
Wooden head, go play your part. Bring a little joy to every heart. Little do you know, and yet it's true, that I'm mighty proud of you. Little wooden feet, and best of all, a little wooden seat in case you fall. Oh, how graceful, my little wooden head.
The little cricket stands on top of the music box, staring at the moving players. As Geppetto passes, he joins in, opening and closing his umbrella in time to the music, like a trombone. Geppetto spins the puppet round and walks it towards the fishbowl. The goldfish sees him coming. The curved side of the glass bowl makes the puppet change shape, now tall, now short, now fat or thin.
You eat Pinocchio. Say, how do you do?
In a cloud of bubbles, she flutters her long eyelashes.
Say hello to Figaro.
The puppet strokes the kitten, then lifts his foot and kicks him.
Oops! Oh, up to mischief already.
The kitten smacks him back.
You see what happens?
Geppetto untangles his strings. Figaro backs away as Geppetto jerks the puppet along the floor. The kitten falls over a step.
Boo!
Up we go! You're a cute little fella. And that smile. You know, you rascal. Jealous, huh? You know, Pinocchio, I think Figaro is jealous of you. Oh, don't worry, Figaro.
All the carved wooden clocks in the room start to chime. Ducks pop out of a puddle. A bee flies out of a sunflower. A mother cuckoo and three babies in a nest. A turkey pulls his head in as a chopper comes down. A hunter shoots but misses a bird in a tree. A drunk man swigs from a bottle. A mother spanks her naughty boy's bare bottom.
I wonder what time it is.
He looks at his pocket watch. 9 o'clock.
It's getting late.
He picks up the kitten.
Come now, we go to bed.
Good night, Pinocchio.
Little funny face.
The cricket yawns.
Good night, Cleo, my little water baby.
The goldfish turns over in the water and Geppetto tickles her tummy.
Figaro, you say good night too.
The kitten pulls a face. Cleo kisses the glass.
Go on.
Figaro licks the bowl. Cleo spins round in delight.
Now go to sleep, my little mermaid. Good night.
The goldfish swims away into an underwater castle and goes to sleep, resting her face on her fins. The cricket rolls his coat into a pillow.
This is my idea of comfort.
He curls up on the neck of a violin.
Silent comfort.
He kicks off his shoes and wiggles his toes. Figaro is tucked up in his own little bed, fast asleep under a patchwork quilt. Geppetto lights his pipe, then puts his candle on the bedside table. The old man looks at the puppet.
Look at him, Figaro.
The kitten sleepily opens his eyes.
He almost looks alive.
Figaro yawns.
Wouldn't it be nice if he was the real boy? Oh, well. Come on. We're going to sleep.
He snuffs the candle and pulls the blanket up to his chin. The kitten snuggles down again and closes his eyes.
Ah, oh, Figaro. I forgot to open the window.
Figaro scowls. Crossly, he kicks his blankets onto the floor and scrambles across Geppetto's bed towards the window. The kitten hauls himself up onto the windowsill. He scrabbles at the window until it opens a crack, then slips outside, puts his paws against the glass and pushes. He hangs precariously from the window as it swings into the room, then scrambles back to the windowsill, paw over paw. Geppetto gazes at the night sky.
Oh, Figaro, look! Look, the wishing star! Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I might have the wish I make tonight. Figaro, you know what I wished?
The cricket has woken up.
I wished that my little Pinocchio might be a real boy. Wouldn't that be nice? Just think, a real boy.
A very lovely thought,
but not at all practical.
A real boy.
Geppetto falls asleep. Figaro climbs into bed beside the old man. With a smile, the kitten puts his head on the pillow and closes his eyes. Everyone sleeps. The cricket opens one eye. He glares around the room at all the carved wooden clocks. His eyes roll sideways as the clocks tick-tock. He goes cross-eyed as he watches the pendulum swing. Now grains of sand fall in an hourglass. The cricket crams his hat down over his ears. Geppetto snores. Cleo blows bubbles in her underwater castle.
Quiet!
After all, enough's enough.
He settles back to sleep.
Now what's up?
A bright star twinkles in the night sky, moves swiftly towards the open window and fills the room with bright light.
Hey, what's going on here?
The cricket hides inside the bowl of a pipe and stares in amazement. A slender lady appears with gauzy wings and golden hair and a shimmering blue gown.
As I live and breathe, a fairy.
Good Geppetto. You have given so much happiness to others. You deserve to have your wish come true.
The old man is fast asleep.
Little puppet made of pine, wake. The gift of life is thine.
The blue fairy touches the wooden puppet with her magic wand. Pinocchio wriggles, blinks, and rubs his eyes.
What they can't do these days.
Pinocchio flaps his hands.
I can move. I can talk. I can walk.
He falls over.
Yes, Pinocchio. I've given you life.
Why?
Because tonight, Geppetto wished for a real boy.
Am I a real boy?
No, Pinocchio. To make Geppetto's wish come true will be entirely up to you.
Up to me?
Prove yourself brave, truthful, and unselfish, and someday you will be a real boy.
A real boy!
That won't be easy.
You must learn to choose between right and wrong.
Right and wrong? But how will I know?
Polly, know.
Your conscience will tell you.
What are conscience?
I'll tell you. A conscience is that still, small voice that people won't listen to. That's just the trouble with the world today.
Are you my conscience?
Who, me?
Would you like to be Pinocchio's conscience?
He blushes.
Very well. What is your name?
Cricket's the name. Jiminy Cricket.
Kneel, Mr. Cricket.
Huh?
She lifts her wand.
No tricks now.
I dub you Pinocchio's conscience. Lord High Keeper of the knowledge of right and wrong. Counselor in moments of temptation. And guide along the straight and narrow path. Arise, Sir Jiminy Cricket.
Well. Oh, my.
A new outfit.
Say, that's pretty swell. Gee. Thanks. But, don't I get a badge or something?
Well, we'll see.
You mean maybe I will?
I shouldn't wonder.
Make it a gold one?
Maybe. Now remember, Pinocchio, be a good boy. And always let your conscience be your guide.
She fades away.
Goodbye, my lady.
Goodbye.
Jiminy admires his new clothes.
Not bad, says I. Oh, yeah. Almost forgot about you. Well, Pinocchio, maybe you and I had better have a little heart-to-heart talk.
Why?
Well, you want to be a real boy, don't you?
Uh-huh.
All right. Sit down, son. Now, you see, the world is full of temptations.
Temptations?
Yep, temptations. They're the wrong things that seem right at the time. But, even though the right things may seem wrong sometimes, sometimes the wrong things may be right at the wrong time, or vice versa. Understand?
Uh-uh. But I'm gonna do right.
Attaboy, Pinocchio, and I'm gonna help you. And anytime you need me, you know, just whistle. Like this.
Like this?
No. Try it again, Pinocchio.
Like this?
No, son. Now listen. That's it. Come on now. Let's sing it. When you get in trouble and you don't know right from wrong, give a little whistle. Give a little whistle. When you meet temptation and the urge is very strong, give a little whistle. Give a little whistle. Not just a little squeak, pucker up and blow. And if your whistle's weak, yell.
Jiminy Cricket?
Right. Take the straight and narrow path, and if you start to slide, give a little whistle. give a little whistle, and always let your conscience be your guide.
He plays his umbrella like a trombone, then taking a sniff at a blackened tobacco pipe, reels away and falls off the edge of the table onto a metal saw. He bounces higher and higher, leaping onto a wooden clock with two little doors. He pushes the clock hands to half past. A family of bell ringers comes out of one door and goes into the other.
Take a straight and narrow path, and if you start to slide, give a little whistle.
Yoo-hoo.
Give a little whistle.
Woo-hoo.
And always let your conscience be your guide.
Pinocchio falls off the shelf.
Who's there?
It's me.
Oh, it's me. Huh? Shh, Figaro. There's somebody in here.
Geppetto strikes a match on the bottom of his slipper, lights the candle, and picks up a blunderbuss. He starts to creep across the room. The kitten follows him.
Shh! Careful now, Figaro. He might spring out on us any time.
The old man and the kitten sneak across the floor. Geppetto holds up the candle and peers around. Geppetto fires the blunderbuss. The clocks tick double time. Sitting on the floor, Geppetto stares at Pinocchio. Figaro peeps out of the old man's hair.
Oh, Pinocchio. How did you get down here?
I fell down.
Oh, you did? Oh, you are talking.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yes, and I can move, too.
No, you can't. I'm dreaming in my sleep. Wake me up.
He pours a jug of water over his head. Figaro hides from the shower underneath Geppetto's nightshirt.
Now we see who is dreaming.
Figaro shakes the water from his paws.
Go on, say something.
Gee, you're funny. Do it again.
You do talk.
Yes, the blue fairy came.
The blue fairy?
Uh-huh. And I got a conscience.
A conscience.
And someday, I'm gonna be a real boy.
A real boy. It's my wish. It's come true. Figaro. Look, he's alive. He can talk. Say hello to Figaro.
Hello to Figaro.
Gently, Pinocchio strokes the kitten's head.
Oh, okay, I almost forgot. Look, it's Pinocchio. She's my little water baby. Isn't she cute?
Yeah, cute.
Cleo jumps out of the water and kisses first Pinocchio, then Figaro.
There's cause for a celebration. Music! You start one, Pinocchio.
Pinocchio presses the button on one of the music boxes. Geppetto takes Pinocchio's hands and they dance around the room. More of the music boxes start to play. A man and lady are dancing.
Oh boy, a party!
Mind if I cut in?
Jiminy dances with the lady.
How about sitting out the next one, babe, huh?
He gets trapped.
Hey, whoa, let me out!
Geppetto plays his accordion. He stirs the water in the goldfish bowl.
Come, Cleo, join the party. Dance!
Ooh, nice!
Pinocchio spots the lighted candle. As Geppetto gathers up an armful of toys, Pinocchio holds his wooden finger in the candle flame. He smiles as it catches fire.
Oh! Help!
Geppetto grabs Pinocchio.
Where's your bucket? Help! Water! Water!
Everyone panics.
Here it is. I got it. Here's water. Here's some water.
Jiminy trips over a pencil. Geppetto plunges Pinocchio's hand into the fishbowl. The water turns cloudy.
That was Maybe we'd better go to bed before something else happens.
Cleo rises to the surface, coughing.
Little man, you've had a busy night.
Jiminy Cricket tucks himself up into a matchbox. Geppetto snuffs the candle.
Now close your eyes and go to sleep.
Why?
Oh, everybody has to sleep. Figaro goes to sleep. And Cleo and besides, tomorrow you've got to go to school.
Why?
Oh, to learn things and get smart.
Why?
Oh, because.
Oh.
Outside the open window, the stars are twinkling brightly. Beneath snow-capped mountains, pigeons fly from a bell tower over the rooftops. The early morning sun warms the cobbles in the empty village street. The village starts to come to life. A child runs past a woman with a flock of geese. A mother kisses her small son on the doorstep and he joins his young friends beside the water pump in the square. Other children skip and run, all hurrying in the same direction. A blue door opens and out comes Pinocchio, jumping up and down with excitement. Geppetto holds out a small black waistcoat.
Oh, look, Father! Look!
Now, wait. Stand still now.
What are those?
Huh? Oh, those. They are your schoolmates, girls and boys, and they're now getting to this.
Real boys?
Yes. But hurry now. Wait.
He polishes an apple on his sleeve.
Here's an apple for a teacher. Now, turn around and let me look you over.
Figaro taps Geppetto.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Here.
Pinocchio takes the book.
Running along now.
Pinocchio skips away, followed by Figaro.
Oh, wait. Come back here, Figaro.
He catches the kitten's tail.
School is not for you.
Goodbye,
son. Hurry back. Da, 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 da.
A fox and cat pass down the street.
Ah, Gideon, listen. The merry laughter of little innocent children wending their way to school. Thirsty little minds rushing to the fountain of knowledge. School, a noble institution. What would this stupid world be without...
He spots a poster.
Well, Stromboli. So that old rascal's back in town, eh? Remember, Giddy, the time I tied strings on you and passed you off as a puppet? We nearly put one over on that old gypsy that time.
The fox sees Pinocchio.
A little wooden boy. Now, who are...
A wooden boy!
They run after him and hide.
Look, Giddy, look. It's amazing. A live puppet without strings. A thing like that ought to be worth a fortune to someone. Now, let me see. That's it! Stromboli! Why, that old faker would give his... Listen. If we play our cards right, we'll be on Easy Street. Or my name isn't Honest John. Quick, we let him off.
The fox and the cat pop their heads above a wall as they watch Pinocchio skipping by. The fox streaks across a gateway. He pulls the cat by the neck with the crook of his cane and slithers to a stop.
Shh! Bowser!
The cat raises a mallet.
No, stupid. Don't be crude. Let me handle this. Here he comes.
Ah, yes, Kitty. As I was saying to the Duchess only yesterday...
He trips Pinocchio.
Oh, how clumsy of me. Oh, my. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Oh, I do hope you're not injured.
I'm all right.
Oh, splendid. Well. Quite a scholar, I see. Look, Kitty, a man of letters.
Here's your book.
I'm going to school.
School? Ah, yes. Then you haven't heard of the easy road to success. No. I'm speaking, my boy, of the theater. Here's your apple. Bright lights, music, applause, fame.
Fame?
Yes. And with that personality, that profile, that physique, why, he's a natural-born actor. Eh, Kitty?
But I'm going
straight to the top. Why, I can see your name in lights. Lights 6 feet high. What is your name?
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. P-I-N. U-O-P-I. We're wasting precious time. Come on to the theater. Hi, diddle-dee-dee. An actor's life for me. A high silk hat and a silver cane. A watch of gold with a diamond chain. Hi, diddle-dee-day. An actor's life is gay. It's great to be a celebrity. An actor's life for me.
Honest John the Fox dances down the street. He skips around a tree, followed by Pinocchio and Gideon the cat. He twirls his cane in the air and takes Pinocchio's arm. Jiminy Cricket runs down the street.
I'm conscious. I turned out to be late the first day. Oh well, he can't get in much trouble between here and school. Oh boy, a parade!
Hi, diddly-dee, an actor's life for me.
Huh?
He spots Pinocchio.
A pony cart and a billy goat.
It's Pinocchio. Hey, where are you going?
Jiminy runs after the fox, the cat, and the little wooden boy.
A coach and four, you stop and buy out a candy store. An actor's life for me.
No!
He leaps on the fox's tail and springs onto his hat.
With clothes that come from a finer shop. And lots of peanuts and soda pop. Hi. What's that?
Oh, it's Jiminy. What you doing up there?
Huh? Who? What? Who? Jiminy? Up where? Why, my boy, you must be seeing things.
Oh, no, that's my conscience. He...
Now, just calm down. Why, there's nothing up there to be afraid of.
Oh! Jiminy jumps free as the cat smashes the hat with his mallet, then runs away. The hat is squashed over the fox's eyes.
Pinocchio! Over here!
Oh, Jiminy! I'm gonna be an actor!
All right, son. Take it easy now. Remember what I said about temptation?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's him.
Oh, no, Jiminy! That's Mr. Honest John!
Honest John!
The fox is still trapped in his hat.
Get me out of here!
The cat tries to lever off the hat. He sticks the fox's cane inside it, then knocks him free with the mallet. The fox hits a tree trunk and slides into a pond.
All right, then. Here's what we'll tell him. You can't go to the theater. Say thank you just the same. You're sorry, but you've got to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Pinocchio!
Woohoo! Here they come, Pinocchio. Now you tell them.
Woohoo! Oh, little boy! Ah, there you are. Wait. Ah, yes. On to the theater!
Goodbye, Jiminy! Goodbye!
Little D.D. Huh? And that goodbye for me.
Hey, Pinocchio! You can't go.
Okay. What you go with the diamond chain?
Oh, what'll I do? I'll run and tell his father. That'd be snitchy. I'll go after him myself.
He runs to catch them up. A puppet theater.
Ladies and gentlemen, to conclude the performance of this great show, Stromboli, the master showman. That's me, Potuto Trabaldo. And by special permission of the management, that's me too, the question oggi, is presenting to you something you will absolutely refuse to believe.
Well, looks like a sellout.
Introducing the only marionette who can sing and dance absolutely without the aids of strings. I hope so, per niente gogare. The one and only Pinocchio!
What a build-up.
The curtains open. Pinocchio stands in a spotlight. Trips down the stairs and sticks his nose through a knot hole in the stage.
Go ahead. Make a fool of yourself. Then maybe you'll listen to your conscience.
Stromboli hears the audience laughing.
You kid.
He pats Pinocchio. Changes and a Dutch doll puppet dances on stage.
You have no strings, your arms is free to love me by the side of thee. Yuck, 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 if you would do, I'd burst my strings for you.
Pinocchio is squashed between a line of Dutch dolls as they dance in their wooden clogs. The scene changes to France. A French girl sings to him.
You've got no strings to sing me some. Your savoir-faire is oh la la. I've got strings, but unto you, I'd cut my strings for you.
A chorus of French girls dance the can-can, kicking their legs and fluttering their frilly petticoats. Jiminy Cricket grins and puts on his spectacles. Now a Russian girl in high boots joins Pinocchio.
Down where the world go flows, there's a Russian realm there. Bear me and I fun goes, but I'd rather go with you, eh?
A line of Cossacks perform a Russian dance.
Hey!
With their knees bent, they fold their arms and kick their legs. Pinocchio copies them but gets twisted into a knot. He untangles himself and smiles with delight as he manages to dance the difficult steps.
Hey!
Pinocchio copies the Cossacks as they spin like tops. His body turns, but his head stands still. He spins across the stage and bumps into the puppets. Their strings tangle up together with Pinocchio in the middle.
There are no strings on me!
Pinocchio falls onto the stage with his nose caught in the knot hole again. He lifts his head with the floorboard stuck on his nose.
They like him. He's a success. Gosh, maybe I was wrong.
As Stromboli bows to the audience and picks up the money thrown onto the stage, Jiminy Cricket walks away. He looks back for a moment.
Well, guess he won't need me anymore. What does an actor want with a conscience anyway?
Geppetto's house. Supper is laid on the table. Figaro sniffs hungrily.
What could have happened to him? Where could he be at this hour? I'd better go out again and look for him.
Geppetto puts on his shabby coat.
And remember, nobody eats a bite until I find him.
He takes up a lantern and goes out into the rain. Figaro leans forward and opens his mouth. Cleo shakes her head. Figaro stares hungrily at the fish in front of him, then folds his arms and leans crossly back in his chair. In Stromboli's caravan, the fat Italian is counting his money.
And a swing of the cane, I eat the best, can I drink champagne? I got those strings on me. Bravo, Pinocchio.
They like me.
200. You are sensational.
You mean I'm good?
Ah, 300. You are colossal.
Does that mean I'm an actor?
Sure, I will push you in the public eye. Your face, she will be on everybody's tongue.
Will she?
Yeah. Uh-huh. What's this?
He finds a bad coin.
For you, my little Pinocchio.
For me? Gee, thanks. I'll run right home and tell my father.
Home? Yeah, sure. Going home to your father. That is very comical.
You mean it's funny?
Sure, yes.
I'll be back in the morning.
Be back in the morning. Going home. Going home. Going home. Going home. Going home.
Stromboli opens a cage.
There. This will be your home, where I can find you always.
No, no.
Yes, yes, yes. To me, you are belonging. We will tour the world. Paris, London, Monte Carlo, Constantinople.
No, no!
Yes! We start tonight. Angelo amigo, you will make lots of money. For me! And when you are growing too old, you will make good firewood.
Get out of here! I gotta get out! You can't
keep me... Quiet! Shut him up! Before I knock you silly. Good night, my little wooden gold mine.
No! No, wait! Let me out! I'll tell my father!
Peter! Get along, then!
The cage swings violently as the caravan starts to move.
Jiminy! Oh, Jiminy!
Pinocchio huddles sadly in the bottom of the cage. Jiminy Cricket shelters under his umbrella as he watches the caravan moving off.
Well, there he goes, sitting in the lap of luxury, the world at his feet. Oh, well, I can always say I knew him when... I'll just go out of his life quiet.
Standing in a puddle, he takes a last look at the disappearing caravan.
I would like to wish him luck, though. Sure, why not?
He closes his umbrella, runs after the caravan, and hops up the back steps. He creeps through a crack in the door.
Pinocchio. Pinocchio. It's me, your old friend Jiminy, remember?
Jiminy! Gee, I'm glad to see you.
Pinocchio! What's happened? What did he do to you?
Oh, he was mad. He said he was going to push my face in everybody's eyes.
Yeah?
And just because I'm a goldbrick, he's going to chop me into firewood.
Oh, is that so? Now, don't you worry, son. I'll have you out of here in no time at all. Why, this is just as easy as rolling off of...
He climbs inside the padlock. He peeps out of the keyhole.
Kind of rusty.
Needs a little oil!
Needs a little oil!
That's what I said.
Jiminy gets caught on the rusty spring and shoots out through the keyhole.
Must be one of the old models.
You mean you can't open it?
Yeah. Looks pretty hopeless. It'll take a miracle to get us out of here.
Gee.
Pinocchio! Pinocchio!
Soaked through by the rain, Geppetto is still searching the dark streets for the little wooden boy. A horse crosses his path, drawing Stromboli's caravan.
Here! Partiamo! Se le cagate la gente! Se le cagate la gente!
Geppetto waits for the caravan to pass, then pulls his coat closer.
Bingo!
He plods on.
A fine conscience I turned out to be.
I should have listened to you, Jiminy.
No, it was my fault. I shouldn't have walked out on you.
Guess I'll never see my father again.
Oh, buck up, son. It could be worse. Be cheerful. Like me.
A tear plops onto Jiminy's hat. He gets his handkerchief.
Oh. Take it easy, son. Come on. Whoa. Atta boy.
He blows his own nose.
Oh, well. It stopped raining anyway.
A bright light.
Hey, that star again. The lady. Ooh, the fairy.
What'll she say? What'll I tell her?
Well, you might tell her the truth.
He dives into a cup of birdseed. Pinocchio bends over and hides his face.
Why, Pinocchio.
Hello.
Sir Jiminy.
Well, this is a pleasant surprise.
Pinocchio, why didn't you go to school?
School? Well, I...
Go ahead, tell her.
I was going to school till I met somebody.
Met somebody?
Yeah, two big monsters with big green eyes.
His nose starts to grow.
Why, I...
Monsters? Weren't you afraid?
No, ma'am, but they tied me in a big sack.
His nose sprouts leaves.
Don't say. And where was Sir Jiminy?
Oh, Jiminy?
Hey, leave me out of this.
They put him in a little sack.
No.
Yes.
How did you escape?
I didn't. They chopped me into firewood.
Now there's a bird's nest on his nose.
Oh, look. My nose. What's happened?
Perhaps you haven't been telling the truth, Pinocchio.
Perhaps.
Oh, but I have. Every single word.
The leaves turn brown and fall.
Oh, please help me. I'm awful sorry.
You see, Pinocchio, a lie keeps growing and growing until it's as plain as the nose on your face.
She's right, Pinocchio. You better come clean.
I'll never lie again. Honest, I won't.
Please, Your Honor. Miss Fairy, give him another chance. For my sake, will you?
I'll forgive you this once, but remember, a boy who won't be good might just as well be made of wood.
We'll be good, won't we?
Very well, but this is the last time I can help you.
She shrinks his nose with her wand, and the cage door opens.
Gee, look, Jiminy, my nose!
Hey, we're free! Come on, Pinocchio!
Pinocchio and Jiminy scramble out of the back of the caravan and jump down into the road.
Toodaloo, Stromboli.
Goodbye, Mr. Stromboli.
Quiet. Let's get out of here before something else happens.
They disappear down the hill. Fog swirls around the Red Lobster Inn. Inside, the fox is singing to the cat and a coachman. The cat is blowing smoke rings.
A watch of gold with a diamond chain. High identity day. An actor's life is gay. It's great to be a celebrity. An actor's life for me.
And the dummy fell for it.
The cat dunks a smoke ring.
Hook, line, and sinker.
He bites it.
And he still thinks we're his friends.
The coachman smiles.
And did Stromboli pay? Plenty. That shows you how low Honest John will stoop. Eh, Giddy?
The cat hiccups into his beer.
Now, coachman?
He puffs on his cigar.
What's your proposition?
Well...
He drops a bag on the table.
How would you blokes like to make some real money? Well... And who do we have to, No, nothing like that. You see?
They look around the room cautiously.
I'm collecting stupid little boys.
Stupid little boys?
You know, the disobedient ones what Bleo gave from school.
Oh.
And you see...
He whispers into the fox's ear. The cat listens on the other side. The cat pokes his finger in the fox's ear to clean it. As he listens, his eyes grow wide in amazement.
And I take them to Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island? But the law, suppose they...
No, no, there's no risk. They never come back as boys.
The fox and the cat clutch each other in fright.
Now, I've got a coat slow leaving at midnight. We meet at the crossroads. And no double crossing.
No, sir.
Scout around. And any good prospects you find, bring him to me.
Yes, chief.
I'll pay you well. I got plenty of gold.
Yes, yes.
In the street.
No, sir. Nothing can stop me now. I'll make good this time.
You'd better.
I will. I'm going to school.
That's the stuff, Pinocchio.
I'd rather be smart than be an actor.
Now you're talking. Come on, Slowpoke. I'll race you home.
As Pinocchio races after Jiminy, the fox hooks him with his cane.
Well, well, Pinocchio, what's your rush?
I gotta beat Jiminy home. Oh, hello.
Well, how is the great actor?
I don't want to be an actor. Stromboli was terrible.
He was?
Yeah, he locked me in a birdcage.
He did?
Uh-huh. When I learned my lesson, I'm going...
You poor, poor boy. You must be a nervous wreck. That's it. You are a nervous wreck. We must diagnose this case at once. Quick, Doctor, your notebook.
The cat licks his pencil.
Bless my soul. My, my. Just as I thought. A slight touch of monetary complications with bucolic semilunar contraptions of the flying trapezes. Say hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
I knew it. Compound transmission of the pandemonium with percussion and spasmodic frantic disintegration. Close your eyes. What do you see?
Nothing.
Open them. Now what do you see?
Spots.
Ha-ha! Now, that heart.
He taps his cane.
Oh, my goodness! A palpitating syncopation of the tilladilla with a wicky-wacky stabbing of the Floyd Joy. Quick, Doctor, that report. Oh, this makes it perfectly clear. My boy, you are allergic.
Allergic?
Yes, and there is only one cure. A vacation on Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island?
Yes, that happy land of carefree boys, where every day is a holiday.
But I can't go.
Why, of course you can go. I'm giving you my ticket. Here.
Thanks, but I'm...
I insist. Your health comes first. Come, the coach departs at midnight. Hi, diddly-dee, it's Pleasure Isle for me, where every day is a holiday, and kids have nothing to do but play.
Pinocchio! Oh, Pinocchio! Now, where do you suppose he... Huh?
Pinocchio! Hey, come back!
Jiminy runs after them. The coachman drives a coach loaded with boys.
Here.
Jiminy Cricket hangs underneath, choked by the dust.
Well, here we go again.
On the coach.
Your name's Lampwick. What's yours?
Pinocchio.
Ever been to Pleasure Island?
But Mr. Honest John gave me...
Me neither. But they say it's a swell joint. No school, no cops. You can tear the joint apart. And nobody says a word.
Honest John gave me...
Loaf around... Plenty to eat, plenty to drink, and it's all free.
Honest John?
Boy, that's the place. I can hardly wait.
The coach crosses a bridge. It draws up beside a paddle steamer. The excited boys run across the gangplank and climb aboard, and the crowded boat sails away from the shore. Seagulls follow the paddle steamer as it crosses the bay in the moonlight, flags flying and smoke rising from its funnels. At Pleasure Island, the boys rush ashore, straight into a fairground where everything is free.
Right here, boys, right here. Get your cake, pie, new pickles, and ice cream. Eat all you can. Be a glutton. Stop yourselves. It's all free, boys. It's all free. Hurry, 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 hurry.
The Rough House. The Rough House. It's the roughest, toughest joint you ever seen. Come in and pick a fight, boys.
Oh, boy, a scrap. Come on, let's go in and poke somebody in the nose.
Why?
Oh, just for the fun of it.
Okay, Lampy.
Tobacco roll, tobacco roll. Disgusting our cigarettes and chewing tobacco. Come in and smoke your heads off. There's nobody here to stop you.
Pinocchio! Pinocchio! There's something phony about all this. I've got to get him out of here.
Hurry, 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 hurry. See the model home? It's open for destruction. And it's all yours, boys. It's all yours.
The boys wreck the house.
What'd I tell you? Ain't this a swell joint?
Yeah, being bad's a lot of fun, ain't it?
Yeah, huh? Get a load of that stained glass window.
He slings a brick.
All right now, up to it, you blokes. Come on, come on. Shut the doors and lock them tight. Now get below and get them crates ready. Give a bad boy enough rope and he'll soon make a jackass of himself.
Night. The fairground is in ruins.
Pinocchio! Pinocchio! Where is everybody? Place is like a graveyard. I don't like the looks of this. Pinocchio! Hey, where are you?
Inside a pool hall. Lampwick pots a ball. Pinocchio is smoking a cigar.
Where do you suppose all the kids went to, Lampwick?
No, they're around here somewhere. What do you care?
He lines up a shot.
You're having a good time, ain't you?
Uh-huh. I sure am.
Oh, boy. This is a life. Huh, Pinocchio?
Yeah. It sure is.
Ah, you smoke like me grandmother. Come on. Take a big drag. Like this.
Okay, Lampy.
Pinocchio sucks on the cigar and turns bright red. His eyes water as he swallows the smoke. He turns a sickly green.
Some fun, huh, kid?
He nods weakly.
Okay, Slash. Your shot.
Pinocchio picks up his cue and climbs on the table. The ball seems to roll about in front of him as he takes aim. His eyes rattle as he shakes his head to clear it.
What's the matter, Slats? Losing your grip?
Pinocchio takes aim again.
Pinocchio! So this is where I find you. How do you ever expect to be a real boy? Look at yourself. Smoking. Playing poo. Oh! You are coming right home with me this minute.
Hey. Who's the beetle?
Now, put me down.
I'll get out of here. Help me out.
He's my conscience. He tells me what's right and wrong.
What? You mean to tell me you take orders from a grasshopper? Grasshopper? Look here, you impudent young pup. It wouldn't hurt you to take orders from your grasshopper, your conscience, if you have one. Yeah, sure. Screwball in a corner pocket.
Lampwick's ball knocks Jiminy into a pocket. A second ball just misses him.
Why, you young hoodlum, I'll knock your block off.
Jiminy climbs out of the pocket and takes off his jacket.
Why, I'll take you apart and put you back
together.
Oh,
don't hurt him, Jiminy. He's my best friend.
Why, I'll... Your best friend? And what am I? Just your conscience. Okay. That settles it.
But, Jiminy...
You buttered your bread. Now sleep in it.
Jiminy falls into a pocket.
Go on, laugh. Make a jackass out of yourself. I'm through.
This is the end.
But Jiminy, Lampwick says a guy only lives once.
Lampwick. Come on. Let him go.
He fills two beer mugs. Outside.
Lampwick. Lampwick!
Burns me up. After all I tried to do for him.
Who's his conscience anyway? Me or that hoodlum Lampwick? I've had enough of this. I'm taking my next boat out of here. Open up that door. Open up! I want to go home!
He peeps through a crack in the door, then slips through.
Come on, you blokes. Keep her moving. Lively there now. We haven't got all night.
Jiminy spots the coachman.
Where'd all the donkeys come from?
Come on, let's have another.
And what's your name?
Okay, you'll do. In you go.
Throws him into a crate.
You poor shall bring a nice price. All right, next. And what might your name be?
Alexander.
So you can talk.
Yes, sir. I want to go home to my mama.
Take him back. He can still talk.
Please, I don't want to be a donkey. Let me out of here.
Quiet! You boys have had your fun. Now pay for it.
Boys? So that's what... Pinocchio!
Hear that beetle talk? You'd think something was going to happen to us.
Lampwick's ears grow long and hairy. Pinocchio puts down his beer.
Conscience. Nah, fooey.
Lampwick grows a tail. Pinocchio drops his cigar.
Where does he get that stuff? How do you ever expect to be a real boy? What's he think I look like? A jackass?
You sure do.
Hey, you laugh like a donkey. Did that come out of me?
Pinocchio nods. Lampwick feels his face.
Oh. Huh?
And then his long, hairy ears.
What the? What's going on?
He looks in the mirror.
Oh! I've been double-crossed! Help! Help! Somebody help! I've been framed! Help! Please, you gotta help me! Be a pal! Call that beetle! Call anybody!
Lampwick's hands turn into hooves.
Mama!
Pinocchio watches with horror as Lampwick rushes around the room. He shatters the mirror and kicks over the furniture. Pinocchio grows donkey's ears.
Oh! What's happened?
I hope I'm not too late.
Pinocchio grows a tail.
Pinocchio!
Jiminy! Jiminy, help!
Wait, Pinocchio! The kids, the boys, they're all donkeys.
Oh, you too! Come on, quick, before you get any worse.
They rush outside.
This way, Pinocchio! It's the only way out!
Pinocchio scrambles up a rocky hillside with Jiminy clinging to his donkey's tail.
Hurry up! Before they see us!
They reach the edge of a precipice.
You gotta jump!
Pinocchio dives. The moon shines on the water as Pinocchio hauls himself out onto the rocks. Exhausted, he looks around for the cricket, who is still holding onto his tail.
Jiminy. You all right?
Sure. Thought we'd never make it. Certainly feels good to be back on dry land. Come on, let's get home.
Father, I'm home.
We're home, Mr. Geppetto, home again.
Pinocchio, I'm home again.
There he is. Home at last.
Hey, maybe he's asleep.
Jiminy peeps in at the window.
Father, it's me.
Pinocchio, come here. Look, he ain't here.
He's gone.
Yeah, and figure.
And Cleo, too. Maybe something awful happened to him.
Don't worry, son. He probably hasn't gone far.
A dove drops a letter at their feet.
Hey! It's a message.
What's it say?
It's about your father.
Where is he?
Why, it says here he went looking for you, and he was swallowed by a whale.
Swallowed by a whale?
Yeah, a whale? A whale named Monstro.
Oh,
But wait, he's alive.
Alive? Where?
Why, inside the whale, at the bottom of the sea.
Bottom of the sea?
Uh-huh, and, hey, where you going?
I'm going to find him.
But, Pinocchio, are you crazy? Don't you realize he's in a whale?
I gotta go to him.
Hey, Pinocchio, wait. Listen here, son.
On a clifftop, Pinocchio ties a rock to his tail.
But this Monstro, I've heard of him. He's a whale of a whale. Why, he swallows whole ships alive. Tie it good and tight now. And besides, it's dangerous. Why, I...
Bye, Jiminy.
Goodbye. I may be live bait down there, but I'm with you. Come on. Let's go. Look out below!
They leap from the edge of the cliff. The rock pulls them down and down.
Gangway down there!
They reach the sandy bottom of the sea. Pinocchio grabs his hat as it floats away.
Gee, what a big place.
Jiminy grabs his hat. He hooks his umbrella under a rock. A small fish stares curiously at the cricket.
Come on, Jiminy.
All right, as soon as you take on some ballast. One side, sister.
He puts a rock in his hat.
Well, so long.
He lands on his head.
Put it in the wrong end.
The fish stares as he pops the rock down his trousers.
No more privacy than a goldfish. Ooh, chilly.
Pinocchio drags the rock after him, still tied to his tail. He passes some brightly coloured sea anemones.
Father!
They close up as they hear his voice. Jiminy jumps onto the moving rock.
Hey, Pinocchio! Wait for me!
Father!
Father! He ain't my father. Mr. Geppetto!
The small fish grabs his umbrella.
Let go! Run along, you little squirt.
A huge fish appears.
If I was only... We were only looking for Monstro.
The fish disappear.
That got him.
Father!
Climbing over the rocky seabed, Pinocchio is now followed by a large group of fish of all colors, shapes, and sizes.
Father!
A tiny fish swims up his sleeve and tickles Pinocchio.
Can you tell me where we can find Monstro?
The group of fish disappear.
Gee, they're scared.
Jiminy knocks on a shell.
Pardon me, Pearl. Are you acquainted with Monstro the whale?
The oyster shell snaps shut and buries itself in the sand. Jiminy shoots out, trapped in a bubble of air.
Oh, hold it there.
He rescues his hat from another bubble. The air bubble bursts, and he swims away.
Father!
Pinocchio's rock is covered with starfish and crabs.
One side there, son. Come on, boys, break it up. Break it up now.
Jiminy knocks them off. A crowd of seahorses and donkeys swim after them.
What's shoving now? Don't try to take it easy there.
A seahorse jumps on Pinocchio's nose. Jiminy rides a sea donkey.
Steady there, Nelly.
Go ahead, Pinocchio. Ask them.
Could any of you tell me where to find Monstro?
Whoa!
The seahorses and donkeys disappear.
Sex alive.
They plod on.
Father! Father!
Deep at the bottom of the ocean lies Monstro, a huge black whale. As the sleeping monster breathes out, a line of bubbles escapes from its blubbery lips. Inside the cavernous belly of the whale, a ship lies wrecked. Geppetto sits sadly on the rail of the ship, holding a fishing rod. Figaro sits beside him with a fishing line tied to his tail.
Not a bite for days.
Cleo searches for food under the rocks in her bowl.
We can't hold out much longer. I never thought it would end this way, Figaro. Starving to death in the belly of a whale. My poor little Pinocchio. He was such a good boy. It's hopeless, Figaro.
The kitten reels in the empty fishing line tied to his tail.
There isn't a fish left. If the monster doesn't wake up soon, I'm afraid we are done for.
The whale slowly opens one eye. It catches sight of a school of silvery fish swimming past and pretends to be asleep. The fish dart away in terror as the whale makes a move. The huge mouth opens and a flood of water rushes into its belly. The ship starts to sway. Geppetto grabs his fishing rod. He catches a fish.
Get him in there, Figaro!
Wait! Wait a minute! I do see!
Pinocchio spots the whale. He turns and swims.
We gotta get out of here!
Jiminy unties the rock from Pinocchio's tail, then runs up over his hat and along his nose. He swims ahead.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Come on, Pinocchio! Don't wait for me!
Never saw so many!
Inside the whale, Geppetto is still fishing.
Here's another one! Enough for me! Here's a big one!
He throws the fish into a wooden box. Figaro struggles with the fish as it tries to escape.
Keep him in there, Figaro!
The fish slaps the kitten with its tail. Losing his balance, Figaro tumbles into the box of fish. Pinocchio is still swimming desperately away from the whale. The gigantic mouth opens and sucks in a mouthful of fish. At the surface, Pinocchio leaps into the air, but Monstro rises after him and swallows him, then falls back into the water with a huge splash. Jiminy floats down in front of the whale on his open umbrella.
Looks like the last of them.
Pinocchio grabs a fish's tail and is thrown into Geppetto's fish box.
Here's the book. Only a few left. Gotta run it fast.
Hey!
Here's another one.
Hey, Father!
Don't bother me now, Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
Father!
Pinocchio!
He hugs a fish.
Hey, Father! Here I am.
Huh?
Oh, yes, Pinocchio, my boy. I'm so happy to see you.
Me too, Father.
Whoops.
Figaro. Oh, Figaro. Cleo. Oh, Cleo. You're here too.
Yes, we are all together again. Oh, you are soaking wet.
Yes, Father.
You mustn't catch cold.
But I came to save
you. You shouldn't have come down here.
But, Father.
But I'm awfully glad to see you. Let me take your hat. Oh, Pinocchio!
What's the matter?
Those ears.
Huh? Ears? Oh, these. Oh, that's nothing. I got a tail, too.
Pinocchio! What's happened to you?
Well, I...
Oh, never mind now. Old Geppetto has his little wooden head. Nothing else matters.
Outside.
Come on, you big moose! Open up, I tell you!
Hey!
Jiminy escapes from seagulls in a floating bottle.
Oh, boy! Beat it, you buzzards!
Get out? Oh, no, son. I've tried every way. Why, I even built a raft.
A raft? That's it.
Huh?
We'll take the raft, and when the whale opens his mouth...
No. Now listen, son. He only opens his mouth when he's eating. Then everything comes in. Nothing goes out.
Oh.
It's hopeless, Pinocchio. Come, we make a nice fire and we cook some of the fish.
A fire? That's it?
Yes, and then we'll all eat the cake.
A great big fire. Lots of smoke.
Smoke? Oh, yeah, sure. A smoked fish will taste good.
Quick, some wood.
Pinocchio, not the chair.
Hurry, Father, more wood.
Oh, what did we sit on if we...
We won't need it. We're getting out.
He smashes a lamp.
Out? But how?
We'll make him sneeze.
Make him sneeze. Oh, that will make him mad.
Pinocchio makes the fire smoke. Black smoke pours out of the whale's blowhole. It starts to sniff. It opens its mouth and black smoke belches out.
Well, it's about time!
Jiminy paddles his bottle inside the whale's mouth as Pinocchio launches the raft.
It won't work!
Hurry, Father! Climb
aboard! He'll never get by those teeth!
Yes, we will!
Hey, which way you go? Wait for me!
Hang on! Here we go!
Monstro sneezes and blows the raft out into the ocean. Jiminy's bottle bobs along behind.
Gesundheit!
No, we're making fast!
The whale takes a deep breath.
It's not us!
It sucks the raft back into its mouth, then sneezes it out again. The raft bounces on the water.
We made it!
Fierce flames leap from the whale's mouth. It puts its head underwater.
Look! Now he is there!
They paddle desperately as the whale plunges after them. The whale dives with a great splash and disappears under the water.
He's gone!
Where'd he go?
Look out!
The whale comes up with the raft bouncing along on its back. Pinocchio, Geppetto, Figaro and Cleo fall off its tail into the sea. As the monster turns to chase them, they scramble back onto the raft. Pinocchio drags Geppetto on board.
He's coming back!
Trying to kill us! Get it, son!
They reach the crest of a huge wave and zoom down the other side.
Let's go back!
The whale looms above them.
Look out! Jump!
They jump into the water as the huge tail lashes down and smashes the raft to pieces.
Pinocchio, swim for shore.
Pinocchio swims towards Geppetto.
Save yourself.
As the exhausted old man sinks under the water, Pinocchio grabs him by the collar. He spots a gap in the rocks and starts to swim towards the shore. The whale turns to attack again. Hauling Geppetto, Pinocchio swims frantically towards the tiny gap. The whale gets closer and closer. A wave carries them too high up the side of the cliff. Pinocchio looks back in horror to see the whale catching up. As the monster opens his great jaws to swallow them, Pinocchio slithers safely through the gap in the rock, pulling Geppetto behind him, and the huge whale crashes helplessly into the cliff. The wave sweeps Geppetto onto a sandy beach, and he lies there half unconscious as the sea rolls back. Cleo's fishbowl floats beside him, and Figaro creeps up and looks at the old man anxiously. Geppetto stirs.
Pinocchio, save yourself. Don't mind me, son. Save yourself, Pinocchio.
Jiminy jumps from his bottle.
Pinocchio! Oh, Pinocchio! Pinocchio!
A limp little figure lies face down in a pool of seawater. Now, Pinocchio lies on his bed.
My boy. My brave little boy.
Jiminy wipes his eyes and Figaro sheds a tear.
Prove yourself brave, truthful, and unselfish, and someday you will be a real boy. Awake, Pinocchio. Awake.
A twinkling light appears. Pinocchio opens his eyes and rubs them.
Father! What you crying for?
Because you're dead, Pinocchio.
No! No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Now lie down.
But, Father, I'm alive, see? And I'm...
He looks at his hands.
I'm real. I'm a real boy!
You're alive! And you are a real boy!
Hey! Whoopee!
A real life boy! This card's for a celebration!
He swings the pendulums on all the clocks.
Professor, lots of music!
Geppetto starts all the music boxes and picks up his accordion. He and Pinocchio skip happily around the room. Figaro and Cleo dance in time to the music.
Well, this is practically where I came in.
Jiminy Cricket tucks his umbrella under his arm and looks out at the night sky. Pushing open the window, he steps out onto the windowsill. He takes off his top hat and gazes up at the brightest star.
Thank you, m'lady. He deserved to be a real boy. And it sure was nice of you to... Huh? Well, I'll be... My, my. Solid gold, too.
He polishes his shining badge.
Oh, I think it's swell.
When your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme.
Disney production. Copyright 1940. Walt Disney Productions. All rights reserved. The audio description of this film was written by Di Langford, read by Joanna Myers, and the studio engineer was Andrew Sears. Supervising directors, Ben Sharpstein, Hamilton Lusk. Sequence directors, Bill Roberts, Norman Ferguson, Jack Kinney, Wilfred Jackson, T. He. Animation direction, Fred Moore, Franklin Thomas, Milton Carl, Vladimir Titler, Ward Kimball, Arthur Babbitt, Eric Larson, Wooly Reiterman. Story adaptation, Ted Sears, Otto Englander, Webb Smith, William Cottrell, Joseph Sabo, Edmund Penner, Aurelius Battaglia. Character designs: Joe Grant, Albert Herter, John P. Miller, Campbell Grant, Martin Provenson, John Walbridge. Music and lyrics: Lee Harline, Ned Washington, Paul J. Smith. Art direction: Charles Philippi, Hugh Hennessy, Kenneth Anderson, Dick Kelsey, Kendall O'Connor, Terrell Stapp, Thor Putnam, John Hubley, McLaren Stewart, Al Zinnen. Backgrounds: Claude Coates, Merle Cox, Ed Starr, Ray Huffine. Animation: Jack Campbell, Oliver M. Johnston, Bernie Wolfe, Don Towsley, Don Lusk, John Lounsbury, Norman Tate, John Bradbury, Lynn Karp, Charles Nichols, Hugh Fraser. Art Palmer, Joshua Meador, Don Tobin, Robert March, George Rowley, John McManus, Don Patterson, Preston Blair, Les Clark, Marvin Woodward, John Elliott. This motion picture, including its soundtrack, is protected by copyright. And any broadcast, public performance, diffusion, copying, and editing are prohibited, unless expressly authorized. This audio-described video has been made available by the RNIB Home Video Service.